from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
It's time to talk travel. Megan Singleton. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew. And I'm quite happy to talk about the hurricanes if Miles would like to go on a bit more. But perhaps we'll go to Ireland.
Now, yes, when we're talking about travel, one of the great things about travel are the great road trips. You know, whether you're going down the coast of California, whether you're going across Australia, whether you're driving the length of New Zealand. But you've got one. It's a 2,000-kilometre one that I didn't really know about, which has got the name called the Wild Atlantic Way in Ireland.
Yeah, so it's a new campaign that Tourism Ireland have spent a lot of years, a bit like New Zealand's cycleways, piecing together these roads that already exist. But actually creating a whole journey around it. And you can download, I've put it on my blog, a 40-page booklet of secrets, basically. And so this is, the Wild Atlantic Way is that rugged west coast of Ireland. It's raw, it's beautiful, it's not covered in tourists. It's really unspoiled. And so what they wanted to do is they wanted to tell those stories for travellers who would call in on villages and pubs and go and find out crazy things like having a seaweed bath or people who want to go surfing and kayaking or riding horses or just take photos of the view or gather shellfish off the beach and go to somewhere where they'll learn to cook it. And so it's just really this new thing that within the last month, they've officially launched in Ireland, and it's just really beautiful.
I'm looking at the map of it right now. Gosh, it's a bit higgledy-piggledy, though, isn't it? It's rough as.
Well, that's why, and it's actually considered the longest coastal road in the world, because it really is higgledy-piggledy, literally right around those little fingers of coastline. So, I mean, you wouldn't possibly do it all, but my tip would be whatever part you do, and I did the south and midwest, you do it slowly. And I think the error I made last year when I was there was just trying to race around and see too much and actually not take the time to stop. And I remember coming across this little road with a sign that said, come down here and this lady makes handbags. And there was a picture of some of her wares and I just thought, oh, if I had time, you know,
yeah.
It would be great things to do. So I would say download this map, look at the things that really grab you. And I'm looking at it right now on my screen.
Mm.
And then just follow your nose. And take your time and travel slowly. I mean, the Cliffs of Moher are like one of the most spectacular places you'll see. And they're the hero places. And there are, you know, lots and lots of tourists are there. But actually all around the coastline where there's nobody but horses or, you know, and surf and villages, that's where you kind of want to be. And that's where you get the real heart and taste of Ireland.
Yes, the photographs you've got up are fantastic. It looks like the sort of thing that I would like to do over a month with a motorhome.
Yeah,
you know.
It would be ideal. And you'd just pull up and you'd go to a local pub, village after village, town after town, places that they never see, you know, tourists from New Zealand. And we would never get out there if we didn't know about this new kind of road. So I think it's a very exciting move for Ireland tourism. And if you went sort of at this time of year, kind of the off season, you wouldn't even need to book ahead. You could just literally follow your nose and decide that the weather's great, we're going out to the Dingle Peninsula, which you might recall I missed out on doing last year, fishing villages and just all sorts of things hidden along there.
Yes, it is your new favourite adventure, 2,000 kilometres called the Wild Atlantic Way down Ireland's rugged west coast from Donegal to Cork. It looks magnificent and all the details are on Megan Singleton's blog site, bloggeratlarge.com. All the best, talk next week.